that read today's gospel reading. And I looked at commentaries and, you know, I did some studying on it. I found that there's a debate. Did John believe, and he wanted his disciples to believe too, or was John confused as the rest of them? That's the debate. And you wrestle with, as a biblical scholar, you wrestle with who's asking the question. You ever notice how that makes a difference? Who is asking the question? Sometimes it makes a difference as to who's being asked. You know that who brought the question to them. In a family like mine that I grew up in with six kids, if you wanted something from mom and dad, you sent Ruth. Ruth was the favorite. And so if I asked, the answer is no. If Robert asked, it was a 50-50 chance. But if Ruth asked, man, it was a sure thing. And you could ask the same question. I don't know if your family had favorites like that. Now, as you grow up, you begin to understand that even in the classroom, who asked the teacher the question makes all the difference in the world. Because if it's the smart aleck, rebellious, you know, student that's asking the question, the teacher responds differently. But if it's the kid that's always obedient, gets good grades, maybe A's, you know, maybe a B here and there, then the teacher's all excited. So it makes a difference who asked. I find today in our media, it makes a difference who's asking the question. But I also find that in the media, how they ask the question is also important. Well, in today's text, you got the question, are you the one to come? And it makes a difference who asked. There's a time in Scripture when instead of a question, it's a statement. It's when the demons say, we know who you are, the Son of God. And Jesus silences them. We'll have none of that. But here, John the Baptist is in prison. This is before he gets beheaded. And the believers went to him, John's followers went to John, because John had been proclaiming the Messiah. He's coming, prepare the way of the Lord. And so there's a conversation about what this individual, Jesus of Nazareth, is doing. And so John says, after hearing the news from his disciples, this is what we're seeing, this is what we're hearing. John tells them, go and ask, are you the one? And it's actually coming, not to come, but are you the one coming? And so many scholars debate, does John believe or is John confused? And they'll go on and on for pages. I didn't read it all. I think the reason I didn't read it all is because I think ultimately in the Scriptures we learn it's not who's asking the question, but who's giving the answer. It makes all kinds of difference. Because people will talk to you and me alike, and they'll talk about their health issues, right? You know, I got this growth on my arm, you know, and what do you think it is? I'm a pastor. But people will ask questions outside of our expertise, right? What's interesting is when the same individuals go to the doctor and the doctor gives an answer, we go, I don't think so. I read somewhere, I heard, you know, And we start to be sort of combative. It isn't as significant as to who's asking. What is significant is who's answering. It's Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And he answers this with more than just words. Right? He answers it before the question was asked. Before John the Baptist sent his followers to Jesus, he had already been doing miracles. The water had been turned into the wine at the wedding of Cana. Just before this, in Luke's narrative, you have the widow's son of Nain is raised from the dead. He has already been answering the question. Not by just verbal claims, not with bragging that what he will accomplish, but he answers the question by what he has already done. And then he points to what he will do. I think in the sense of our personal evangelism, we need to remember this lesson. Because so often people come to us, why do you go to church? Why do you worship Jesus? And yes, it's significant in the relationships of who's asking the question, because you may know they're a cynic from the start. But I think it's important for us to recognize who is best to answer that question. Because if you keep the answer as if it's from you and you are the authority, you miss the power of the one who answers the question. Look at your bulletin and notice what Jesus does. And this is what we do, and this is a commercial for Pastor Al's Bible study, and that is, you know, a case for Christ, and it's the evidence is there if we want to read it, if we want to see it. That Jesus is real, that Jesus is historical, that there is secular as well as we are religious, our biblical documentation about Jesus and who he is and the changes that he brought. It is real. And so here we have the list of what Jesus does. He already answered because he had been healing diseases. Notice that in the scriptures. And he makes a list. He says, well, when the men had come to him and they asked the question, he says, in this hour he had already, that word isn't there, but he had already healed many people of diseases, plagues, and evil spirits. And if you think about evil spirits and the sense of casting them out, the person is healed physically and spiritually. And then he said, on many who were blind, he bestowed sight. And that too is physically and spiritually. Physically, they couldn't use their eyeballs. Spiritually, they didn't know the Lord. And so then Jesus now puts it to words. Go and tell John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have the good news to them. And this is what John the Baptist was proclaiming following the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah, hundreds of years before Jesus was born, proclaimed by the very word of God that this is what the servant of the Lord would do. This is what Christ would do. And by not only doing these things, but saying that he did these things. In other words, documenting. Jesus is pointing to himself, who is the Messiah? Who is, in Greek, it would be the Christ. Messiah is Hebrew. Christ comes from Greek. They both mean anointed one. Who is the anointed one of God who's going to save his people? And in this way, Jesus is saying, I am. He's not making a brag or a boast. He's stating the evidence is right in front of you. He's saying, I am the one who has done these things. I am the one who's doing these things. I am the one who has come. And then he says, and blessed is the one who is not offended by me. When we begin to talk about our faith, it becomes a blessing to the person that's asking the questions. For God knows their heart and mind better than you and I would. We can't look into that. But God knows the heart, and he brings his word to them. So it's often as if, you know, this candle is the answer. And instead of standing on this side of the answer, looking behind me and saying, oh, yes, it is lit. Okay? It's best that you stand on this side of the answer and point to the answer so that they can see it for themselves. Our mission is that, yes, indeed, we are called to be alive in Christ. But our mission is also to be Christ-like. But we can't do it better than Christ himself. And so it is good for us, as if this was the scriptures, that when somebody has a question about Jesus, well, let's go see what the Bible says. And I'll tell you why I like it that way. I don't know about you, but I don't know everything. Okay? Maybe you're like that too. So I can't answer every question that someone has. I just don't know. Some questions the Bible doesn't answer. But I think it's key for us to recognize that as Jesus spoke to the disciples of John the Baptist, so he is willing to speak to people today through his word. He's willing to tell people about his mission and the cross and the empty tomb. He's willing to tell people about his nail prints and the scar in his side. He's willing to tell people why he's not here anymore and that he's coming again. He's willing to reveal himself. Why would I want to get in the way? So in the conversation, it's as if the light of Christ needs to be between me and the other person instead of hiding him and kind of keeping a power position. And it used to be long, long, really way back. That's what the church did, didn't it? People didn't read and write. They didn't know languages. And so the pastor would tell the people only what he wanted them to know. In the Reformation, in the days of Martin Luther, when he translated the Bible into German, he was doing exactly this. Let's put the light out in front so that you can read it. And then, even though the people couldn't always read, at least they would know it's there. And for those that could read, they could see. And the light of Christ was revealed, and the gospel was proclaimed. And they learned about mercy and forgiveness and hope and joy, no matter what station in life they had. You see, sometimes I think still today, we make the mistake about who's asking the question. Sometimes it's us. And our focus ought to be on who really gives the answers. Because here's the trend. And it hasn't really changed. It hasn't changed in people's walk with God or rebellion against God or in politics or anything else like that. If you ask a question and you think you know the answer, you can find somebody in this world who agrees with you. And you can still be wrong. Isn't that good news? So I think it's more important than to try to find somebody who agrees with me. I think it's more important, like John the Baptist and the followers of John. You went to Christ and you heard it directly from him. It isn't about my doubt. It isn't about how strong my faith is or isn't. It isn't about what I know or don't know. But he is. And it always has been about what Jesus says. And the scriptures is what Jesus says. And there he puts it out among us to be between us. That instead of me speaking the truth and making up my own, the only truth I can speak is that which is in line with Christ that goes out to you. And in that way, I as a pastor, I as a believer, I honor the Lord. And in that way, I serve you in the name of the Lord. So let this light of Christ be among us and in us. And may he shine as he gives answers. And when we don't get the answers we want, he still shines. And when we still don't get the answers to the questions we want, he still shines. Jesus is Lord. To the glory of God the Father. Amen.